Hello and welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. Glory to God, for he is good, and his love endureth forever. He's for you and not against you. So you're in for a treat, so you're going to want to stay to the very end. Do me a favor, throw that thumbs up, like button, subscribe, follow, for this help this channel. And may God bless you, bring you into his light, and give you all the goodness, blessings that he has for you. For God has great promises for you to uphold you, to lift you up, to encourage you. So let's jump into the Word of God about living a good lives. Living good lives. And I know each one of you guys want to live good lives. I want to live a good life. I want to live a comfortable life, but it's not always comfortable because I know that this is a broken world. This is a world that's not perfect. And so we absolutely must rely on the Lord our God and to walk in his ways and to build our life upon his firm foundation. Amen, Karina. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm so glad each one of you guys are here. And glory to God. Amen. So let's read into this word. We're going to want to read the word of God and then deep dive into this reflection, deep dive into this passage, and then deep dive into some of these lessons that we can take away from this passage. And I know for sure it's going to be so impactful. So you're going to want to watch to the very end. Amen. Glory to God. And at the end, I can give you my blessings. Now bless each one of you guys who are typing at the very end of this video. All right, so 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 to 25. Hello, Eve. It says, "Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your souls. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that he visits us." That's the day that he will return. We love God. Amen. And verse 13, "Submit yourself for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to the governors who are sent by him to punish those who are doing wrong or and to commend those who are doing right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people and live as free people. But do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves, as God's servants, and show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhoods of believers, fear God, and honor the king. And slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourself to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this, you were called because Christ, he suffered for you. He died for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." And then verse 22, "He commits no sin and no deceit was found in Jesus' mouth. And when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to who judges justly. And then he bore your sins in his body on that tree, on that cross, so that we might die to sin and live in righteousness, so that you may no longer sin and live for his righteousness. By his stripes, by his wounds, you have been healed in Jesus' name. So for you were like the sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Lord God, we thank you for your good works. We thank you for you love us, each one of us, and you know you have good plans for us. Lord, I pray that you would allow the Spirit of the Lord to touch our hearts, to work on us, to build us up, and let us understand what you are saying. Father God, we thank you so much for your power, for your sacrifice, for your servanthood, and for your example coming from heaven to earth, dying for us so that we can go from earth to heaven and have a relationship with you, Lord God. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we have two reflections here that you're going to want to hear clearly and carefully because it can change your life. So this first part is about respecting others. And at the time of this writing of the letter, the Christians, they were the first generation Christians within the community as they believed in Jesus and what he'd done and what he's teaching. And Christians, they were actually a small minority living in a predominantly polytheistic culture, which means many gods ruled by the Roman Empire. Thus, it is understandable that Peter talks about the challenges of abstaining from sinful desires when almost everyone else is living in sinful ways, is living very differently. And Peter, he encourages believers to respect and obey not only fellow Christians, but also government leaders. Because we're not here to take over the government. We're not here to overthrow them. We're here to represent Jesus and be his servant and speak his word and be his slave, pretty much to be a messenger of God, demonstrating such good deeds that even non-believers will take notice and glorify God. It is a powerful reminder about how effective and powerful you can be as humble servants of God. Even the ignorant talks of foolish people will be silenced when the people reflect his love and his goodness in this world. Amen. Glory to God. So we can really respect others, just like God has commanded us. Now, this does not mean you should be abused. This does not mean you should be just like trampled on the ground. No. This means, yes, you protect yourself as well. But you do also have to respect what God has placed in front of you. Like Biden's there. Now, I don't like it. But, you know, if God put him there for a reason. Am I voting for him? Well, personally, you know, absolutely not. But because of that craziness. But, you know, we're not trying to get political. Anyways, and number two, living for righteousness. Living for righteousness. In a highly stratified society of the Roman Empire, this second part of the reflection, you're going to want to hear this. In the highly stratified society of the Roman Empire, most people, including Christians, were from lower class backgrounds, working as servants in people's homes. And it would be a tempting thing to resent or even rebel against harsh masters. But Peter, he says that it is commendable before God to emulate Christ, to refuse to retaliate, even when people hurl insults and commit violence of acts against you. Of course, Peter is not saying that suffering is good. Christ, however, entrusted himself to God, who judges justly in his suffering. And you likewise can trust God. He will deal justly with those who inflict suffering upon you. And the focus in this passage is that you must respond to such situations as Christ would. You must imitate, and you can imitate, the shepherd of your souls and live righteously in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. So I pray that you can reflect in your life. And yes, I'm going to be going live tomorrow. I will go live tomorrow because we know the word of God is alive and powerful and that people are hungry for the word. And that's why we're all here. And I thank you for subbing. Yes, I do say, hey, if you love God, subscribe because I want to grow the channel. I want to be able to grow a platform where I can share the word of God. And I also want to give you an opportunity to hear the word of God so that it will not go past by you, because these words are sweet like honey. These words are powerful. These words are rich like gold and silver. Amen, Ella. Amen, Gloria. Praise the Lord, Mary Sal. Praise God, Eve. Wow, you guys are here. Glory to God. I didn't know you guys were here. Praise the Lord, Kai Binks, Amos. Praise God. I welcome everyone. And so that's why we deep dive into it. So in this passage, we can break it up into several different sections. From 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, it talks really about abstaining from fleshly lust. Because number one, you are aliens and strangers on this earth. Number two, your evil desires or lust wages against your soul. The flesh wages against the soul. And number three, because unbelievers are watching and they can speak against you. And they can still experience the day of visitation, salvation, through your testimony. So when you live according to God's will, set apart yourself apart from the world and live a holy life, then you will be set apart and people will see, wow, you're a different person. You have love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control, humility in your life. You have the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Why is that? And you can say, because I trust in God. Because I love God. Because He set me free in the name of Jesus. And that's why Peter, he is encouraging the other believers to abstain from fleshly lust, to be in one marriage between man and woman, to be in one relationship with God, the Heavenly Father. Amen. And as we keep going through this passage, we can see how there are benefits of abstaining from your flesh. There are benefits that's going to help you lift you up and bring you into a better place. And that's because God's plans is perfect. And His plans are for good, for your good. His plans are to raise you, elevate you, give you everything that you need. And in order to meet those plans, you also have to follow after His ways and also believe in Him, trust Him. We no longer have to live in anxiety. We no longer have to live in depression or in mental health, because we know that we can go to God first and put Him first in our life and give us, He will give us freedom by the blood of Christ, freedom in the name of Jesus, freedom so that you can experience such love, such joy in your life. And so you are great witnesses of God's story. And your story is a testimony of how good, how great our God is. Your test, the things that you've gone through and overcome, becomes a testimony. The mess that you've gone through becomes your message. Your story is alive and powerful about how Jesus is working, how Jesus never fails us, and how Jesus is so real and the best relationship that we can ever have. Amen? And that's why, Karen, we need God's plan. For God's plans are higher than our plans. His ways, His thoughts, way higher. He's the God of ultimate wisdom. The God who is El Shaddai, Almighty God. God of more than enough. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, who meets all my need. This is my God. And He is the God who leads us and also inspires us in our life, keeps it going, because a lot of times we get stuck and bogged down on the very details of life that God said He would take care of. And so we absolutely must follow after Him. And so, yeah, God wants views. God wants you to see more of Him. And I point you to Jesus in almost every single video. Now, some other videos could be talking about miracle stories. But in the end, may God get all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And every single one of the subs, you think it matters? In the end, it all fades away. It all fades away. Numbers, subs, they don't matter. But I know souls matters. Your soul matters. And that's why we're here, to plant the seeds of the gospel and to save more souls so people can say yes to Jesus forever. Yes to Jesus forever. So that is absolutely crucial that you know we're here to win souls. In order to win souls, we need more eyes. We need more witness. We need you to continue this journey. Amen? So this is not for me. I have not earned one dime from YouTube or from my social media. Nothing, nada. I've been doing it for a year and a half. And yet I still preach each and every day to show the love of God, because He is worth it. Because this world is a dark and broken world. People are lost and people are needing Jesus in their life. And when you have Jesus, your life will be completely changed. Jamie, thank you. I love you. And your life will feel more secured. And you will find a community. You will find healing within your finance, healing within your relationship, healing within your spiritual life, healing within your body, healing within everything, every part of your life, when you put God first. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. So, this is powerful. So we're on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 to 25. And then the next thing, it's really hard for people to grasp and understand, which is to submit to the state from chapter 2, verse 13 to 17. Nobody likes to be told what to do. But the government has different ways to rule. And back then, it was the Roman Empire that was in charge of the province over the Mediterranean Sea. They were the one that crucified Jesus. They were the ones who were in charge. They were the ones that were persecuting Christians. And yet, Peter was still talking to these believers in Christ, saying that you must follow him. Amen. Hello, David Perther. What a blessing. You must follow in his ways. You must submit to the state. Submit to the national and the local officials, to the emperor. No, you don't worship their God, because you know God is bigger than them, than the leaders that were placed there. But yet you're not here to overthrow the government. You're here to be a light for this world. You're here to share the love of God in your life. You're here to execute justice for God. And you're here because good behavior silences the critics of Christ. So you're to be a light in this world and to show how good, how great, how awesome he is, how he transformed you into being a person who was lost and broken to being found, in darkness to be in light, in pain to be recovered. You're here being empty, now you're filled up, and your cup overflows. It's not half full. It's not 10% full. It's not just full. But your cup overflows because the Lord is your shepherd, and I shall not lack. I shall not want, because he is the God of more than enough, and he gives me everything that I need. Praise the Lord. And so we as Christians, we live in victory because Jesus rose from the dead in victory, defeating sin, defeating death, defeating the devil, the demons, defeating all these things that are holding down. So it's so crucial that you walk in the ways of the Lord and trust in him, and he will make your path straight. You lean not on your own understanding. You live as free citizens, citizens of the kingdom of heaven, yet as servants of God, as representatives of God, as ambassadors of respect everyone. You must love the brotherhood, brothers and sisters in Christ. You must fear and reverence the Lord our God, and you must honor the King. You do not use your liberty, your freedom, as a cloak of maliciousness to cloak your evil deeds, but as servants of God. You honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the King. Amen. And so you will walk in the ways of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's why we are here to love others. And we know and pray to him and let him lead the way. Because God always, he's got good plans for you. And this comes out by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, I was not always a good talker or speaker. In fact, it only happened the last few years. But by the grace of God, he's given me the speech. He's given me the good news to share with you so that you can experience his love, so that you can repent and experience how great, how awesome, how marvelous he is. This God I've talked about, he saved my life so many times. I had head injury, fracture, seizure, concussion. I could not operate. I could not talk, but he healed me completely. I had complete isolation, just isolation, stuck in addiction, yet he broke me out of it. So if you are in a dark place, if you're not in a place where you want to be, then you got to turn to Jesus. because he will add to you. He will lift you up. He will give you more than enough. You see, I was broke. I had no money. I had nothing. Working part-time, seminary student. And then, now, I have a full-time job. I was single. And then, a toxic relationship. He broke me out of there. Then I was single. And then he gave me a loving wife who loves the Lord. I was lost, and he found me. I had no community. I'm in isolation. Now he gave me community. You see, God, he gives you good things. He's our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father calls you sons and daughters, children of God. Wouldn't a father want to give good gifts to their children? Yes and amen. He would. And he wants to give you good gifts. He gave you what? Salvation. Salvation and hope. So that you don't have to have eternal separation from God. You have eternal relationship with the Lord our God. Forever and ever. Amen. So, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He's here to save you. He's here to bring you up. He's here to love you, be with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then as we go into chapter 2, verse 18 to 20, it says to submit to your masters and employers. Well, this is Peter talking. Submit with all respect. Submit to both good and unfair masters or employers. Submit to conscience for conscience' sake. That is, being conscious of the Lord and submit in order to secure God's commendation. Because there's no praise due to for accepting deserved discipline. There is acceptance by God when bearing undeserved punishment. All right, so this is not saying abuse is right. This is not saying that you should be taken advantage of. You should still be wise and ask God for wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment in everything that you do. And then he will guide you. He will lead you. And if God tells you to stay, be still, and know that I'm God, then you stay. You obey one true God. You don't obey anyone else. Well, here it says, submit with all respect. The word of God says, to submit to your masters. So back then there was masters and slaves. He told slaves to submit to the masters. Now, this day and age, we actually have choice. We have a choice. Who do we work for? How do we work for them? How much time we work for them? We have a choice, actually. And you have to be wise with how God is leading you. Amen. I just started preaching 3 years ago. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. So, this is really difficult to accept. I know for you, for me, it's really difficult. But this is just a wisdom of God that you are representing our Lord, our God. I submitted to authority. I did. I did everything they asked me to, as long as it was in the boundaries of the Lord, our God. I did not worship any other God. I knew that everything that I was doing, when I work hard, people will see it. People will actually got mad at each other, higher ups, and said, I want him on my team. I want Pastor Josh on the team because I work hard. I get it done because I was representing the word of God and God, our King. So I worked hard to glorify him. I'm like, all glory to God. This is temporary. God will bring me to a better place. And lo and behold, now when God said to leave that, I was able to leave. I know I ended strong, and I will start the next project strong. And amen. By the grace of God, all of you guys are here. Being blessed by the word of God. Being blessed by his love. Being blessed by his might and power. And sweet words of honey. Rich like gold and silver comes upon you. Amen. So we glorify God. For he gives us all that we need in order to get through our trials, temptations, challenges in life. Praise the Lord. Wow. And as we go into this next part, from verse 21 to 25 of 1 Peter chapter 2, it says to follow in Christ's great suffering. You have to keep in mind that this is the first generation Christians, that they were being persecuted hard by the Romans. Even Nero, Emperor Nero, burned them down, destroyed them, tried to at least. But did he destroy Christianity? No, it still lives. So there's three major points. Number one, it's a great call to believers to suffer for Christ, even as he has suffered for you. Just like he suffered for you. He came from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven. He came from heaven to earth so that you can have a relationship with the Heavenly Father, so that you can go to heaven, so that you can experience a life of peace, a life of joy, a life that is worth living, of meaning and purpose. And we are called to suffer, just like Christ suffered for us. Now, do you like suffering? No. Ain't nobody like suffering. I don't like suffering. No one likes it. But sometimes there's that sacrifice that you got to take up your cross and follow him. But you know that this suffering is temporary. This time on earth is temporary. And this time on earth will determine where you end up for eternity. Whether it's in heaven, in the presence of God, or it's an eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. And so it's absolutely crucial that you follow after him and say, yes, Jesus, I will follow after you all the days of my life. For you alone are my Lord, my God, my King. And there is no one like you. Amen. And then number two is the great suffering of Christ. That he suffered for each and every one of you because he loves you. He did not deserve to suffer because he lived a perfect life, a sinless life that we could not live. He lived a life that was perfect. Can you get that straight? Ain't nobody else can live that life. Only Jesus, only God himself can. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages, the punishment, the fee of sin is death. And that death is not just a physical death. That death is a spiritual death. It's eternal separation from God. And that's what we deserve. But Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. He voluntarily did it. He willingly suffered. He could have called the legions of angels and said, this is not worth it. I give up. It's too painful. But no, Jesus did not do that. Jesus went through with the whole suffering, being beaten, being pulled his mustache, being pulled and beaten, bleeding from top to bottom. They gave him the crown of thorn. He bled on his head. They whipped his back 39 lashes till he was beaten and unrecognizable. By his stripes, you are healed. By his wounds, you are healed. He carried the cross across the town, being stoned, being thrown at, being ridiculed, being spat at, being laughed at, act as a criminal, not as the high and mighty king. This is my king. This is your king. This is our king. Jesus. Jesus forever. And he walked down that road up to the mountains where he was crucified, which is the Mount of Skull. And there he hung on the cross with the nails to his hand, nails to his feet. He bled from his hands and feet. And they stuck a spear up his ribs. Well, he never broke any bones. Up his stomach. And he bled. And he was dead. But it did not end there, guys. The good news did not end there. Because Jesus, after being buried for 3 days, he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death. Sin and death and death and death. No longer was death holding him down. He said, I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much. So glory to God that he voluntarily and willingly suffered for you, for your sake, the suffering that you deserve. Hell is even worse than all that he bore for us. The lake of fire, burning up, being all alone, thirsting for just a small drip of water, would be so great. But there's none of that. He suffered to the ultimate degree, being God of heaven, being man, being a servant, being a slave, being a criminal. He doesn't deserve that status. I deserve it. We deserve it. Yet he took it for us so that we may have life, and life to the fullest, life to the abundance, life that is better. He bore your sins on that cross, and he suffered so that you might live a righteous life, free from condemnation, free from sin, free from death. Amen. Frenzy. Amen. Reni. Praise God. He is alive and powerful. And that's why we're here, to hear the word of God, to let him build us up, lead us each and every day. Because there's no one greater than our God. And there's no love greater than this, but one, a friend, to lay their life down for another. And Jesus is that friend. Jesus is the one that laid his life down for you, Danielle. Laid your life down for you. And number three, the great need people have to return to the Lord. You see, we have gone astray. We have sinned. But now, we are called to return to him, for we are sheep going astray, but now return to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. God wants your heart. God wants a relationship with you. God wants to build you up. God wants to lead you into the promised land, into a better place. He promised you so much good things, and so absolutely crucial to recognize what he's done on that cross for each and every one of us, Diane. For you are loved. You're cared for. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, I'm half sweating. But, you know, we just keep preaching, keep teaching the word of God. Because it's alive and powerful. And it's going to help you. It's helping you. Encouraging you. Building you up. In Jesus' name. There's no one greater than our God. And so Christ, he's our King, our Lord. And that's why we say Jesus forever. Jesus forever. And someone actually messaged me and said, you always tell them to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ah. But yeah, of course. Because Jesus is all that matters. May he be increased in my life and I decrease. May he be known in my life and not me. I'm just a servant. Praise the Lord. So that's why we praise God all the days of our life. And we thank him for everything he's done. There's no one greater than him. He's a good shepherd. He cares for you. He knows your name. He laid his life down for you, for his sheep. He loves you. And he would do that over and over again for you, to lay his power down for you. And then to call you his sons and daughters. So when you walk in love, Christ, who loved you, has given himself to you as a living sacrifice, as an offering, and sacrifice that was pleasing to the Lord, so that God does not have to sacrifice you, so that God didn't have to kill you, so that you did not have to experience that wrath of God, but instead have eternal life. Eternal blessing of the Lord our God. Amen. So, how do you feel, guys? I'm going to pray. If you have any questions, if you want any prayer requests, put your name in the chat and I will bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for loving us. I thank you for sending Jesus down from heaven to earth to save us, to show us the way. And also, you gave us the Spirit of the Lord to live in us, to be our friend, to walk with us, to empower us, to let there be breakthrough within our life. Amen. So, Father God, I pray that your name would be declared above every other name. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are God. And Father God, I pray that everyone here will commit their lives to you, to reading your word, to building their life on you, to praying to you, and also to building your kingdom. Lord, we love you because you are so good. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. I'm going to answer four questions, but as I do so, I'll bless you. Maria, Frenzy, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Aylin Lopez, hello, God bless you in Jesus' name. Levon, Carly, Debbie, God bless you in Jesus' name. Clarence Ayers, God bless you in Jesus' name. Danielle says, pray for me, God bless you in Jesus' name. May God be with you, may he equip you with everything that you need in the name of Jesus. Weirdo, God bless you in Jesus' name, I love that bow. Praise God. Yes, says Clarence says, praise Jesus for you, pastor. Preach it like you do. It's awesome truth. Just keep preaching the truth. Praise the Lord. You see, the shorts are just to reel people in. But the word of God is truly spoken through this live stream every day as I go live. An hour, 2 hours. Man, it is a lot of work. Today, actually, I went to 3 senior graduations, 1 yesterday, 2 today. Man, it was burning hot outside, outdoors on the stadium. But yet, I still show up, still come out and say, Lord, thank you for everything you've done for me. I will honor my seniors graduated from high school and give them roses. I bought each one of them roses. There was 6 roses. I mean, 5 roses I gave out. And so these roses are like $13, $14. Hey, gotta be able to be generous. Be there with them in every milestone. So we praise the Lord. Amen. Shelby, Debbie, in Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. Jen, God bless you. Amen. Says, Socorro says, can salvation be lost? When you commit your life to Jesus and you stay committed to him and you are sanctified in him, salvation is safe and secure. But if you reject Jesus during your lifetime to the very end, then salvation is not with you. So that's why today is the day that you say yes to Jesus, to following him, to praising him, to saying, yes, you are my Lord, my Savior, and I will trust in you all the days of my life. You're going to want to hear my testimony, my stories, because I know our stories have power. Man, what type of question is this? Hey, Eve, God bless you in Jesus' name. Well, let me tell you, my attitude is, ha, it's crazy. How can they be banning cryptocurrency? How can they be sending billions and billions of dollars overseas to proxy wars because of greed and making people suffer, making people die? We are here as Christians and we pray in the name of Jesus that there would be peace, that greed would no longer be there. We pray in the name of Jesus that the war would be ended. No more war. No more pain and sorrow. We pray for righteous leaders. No puppet leaders. We pray for leaders who know about Jesus, who wants to honor Jesus, who want to say yes to Jesus forever. My attitude towards the government leaders, man, I know that God is in control and that God is bigger. And that they are temporary. And God is forever. They ain't my boss. Only God is my boss. And if God tells me to do something, then I will be as obedient as I can. Praise the Lord, Alicia. Mary Cole, God bless you. Amen. Woohoo! God is good. He is on fire. All right, so you heard my attitude. No hate, no love for the current administration, no love for the deep state, but love for each and every one of you guys. Love so that God can be reflected. What's the number one commandment in the Bible? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength and your might. To love God and sing hallelujah, praise Him with all our talent, our time, our treasures. Whew. Number two, how can you demonstrate greater honor and respect for them? Actually, I really respect our military people. I say thank you so much for serving. Thank you so much for fighting for our freedom. Thank you so much for standing up for what is right. I also respect our policemen. I say thank you so much for, you know, there's so much domestic things going on. Even though they're not perfect. But I still thank God and thank them for law and order. I thank God for this freedom to be able to speak about God. The freedom to speak about Him without having to be worried about policemen coming into my house. Without worrying about people coming to kill me. Without worrying about so many things. No, because we're living in a time of peace and prosperity. Even though it's declined right now. But it's still a very, very good time. So we praise God for that. We honor others. Honor our parents. Honor others. Because we know that God is in control. So, respect, yes. I have respect. And so, you know, even when people do wrong things to me, I still respect them. Yeah. I still say, you know, this is not from me, but from the God who is inside of me. From the Spirit of the Lord who is inside me. I could not do it on my own. But by the grace of God, He's given me the ability to keep moving forward. Keep fighting for the right thing. Amen. Whew. These are tough questions. Number three out of four. How do you respond? By the way, John does drums. Welcome. Praise the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name. Megatron, in Jesus' name, God bless you. How do you respond when people hurl insults or threaten you? Man, I read comments. I do. People are like saying your speech. Why does he sound like that? Can he speak? People make fun of it all the time. But I'm kind of used to it now. And I'm still a mouthpiece for God. Still have your attention. And that's by God's grace. Because it's not my words, but God's word. And God's word is alive and powerful. God's word can transform you. Voice overs too. God bless you in Jesus' name. Gorilla tag. God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes, whoever is typing here, hello. Eyes. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we glorify Him. Glorify Him in all that we do. Haha. Hello, Chris. God bless you in Jesus' name. So, how do I respond? I respond in prayer, knowing that God is in control. That He's the one who gives me my identity, not other people. I do not seek validation from other people. I seek validation from the Lord our God, who walks with us, who builds us up, who guides us in the path of righteousness and gives us such a better life. Amen. Stitch, God bless you. SZA. I love SZA. God bless you. Amen, amen. So, we're to respond to people with love, with patience. Respond to them, to their hearts. What I was teaching my wife was, don't listen too much to the words. Look at their hearts. Some people say things just because they have good intentions, but they don't say the right things. It might tick you off. But when you look at the heart, you can appreciate that they're actually telling you these things, or you can respond appropriately. Amen. So, do you think Jesus is God? Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. Does that make him God? He is God. Because there's this triune God, the triangle, the God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. It's three beings in one, three forms in one. Just like ice, liquid, cloud, or steam. Three different forms of H2O, of water, in one. That's all H2O. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three in one. Praise the Lord. Stitch says, I got no patience. Well, patience is virtue. Patience will change your life. Patience will lead to less disappointment. And actually, when you are patient and wait on the Lord, then on his timing, he will bless you. And because his timing is perfect timing, and his timing will give you good things. Amen. If you try to force something yourself, what happens? You mess up. You stumble. You fall. You grind. It's too hard to live life alone. Instead, you live for God. And whatever he tells you to do, when you do it, God will bless you. Amen. Christopher says, I love my God. Praise God. Chris says, isn't Jesus God's son? Jesus is the Son of God. But then there's also Heavenly Father and the Spirit. They're all one being. But Jesus is the visible representation of the invisible God. Jesus is God, the Father. So I know it can be confusing for some people, but we're here to clarify things so that you would understand who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, three persons in one. But our minds are so finite, so small, that we need this diagram in order to picture who God is. Because God cannot be put in a box. He cannot be put in a box. He is not limited to time, matter, or space. Our God is bigger than that. People think he lives in heaven. Yes, that's true. But he also lives beyond heaven, lives beyond earth. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Amen. And number four, how do you practice righteous living in less than ideal situation? How do you practice righteous living in less than ideal situations? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I find practice righteous living in times when I'm feeling down. I practice it even when I don't feel like it. When motivation is not there, it's not motivation that causes my action. It's discipline. Amen. Whew. So, we should practice righteousness because we know that when we walk in the ways of God, life becomes so much better. Life is so much better. But when we walk alone, life is so much harder. So glory to God, for he is good. And his love endures forever. Do you know what the opposite of pride is? The opposite of pride is humility. We need a month of humility. Pride ultimately leads to downfall. And I love you, Selena. Thank you for being here. And I thank God for each and every day. Because every day is like a holiday. And to me, because it's a blessing to be able to be alive. And to be speaking about our Lord, our God. Amen. Hello, Tyler. God bless you. In Jesus' name. And Chris. And Braden. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise God. God is so good. Yes, Cam, God bless you. Be humble. Humble before the Lord. The world is not perfect, but God is perfect. How do I know when I've committed pride? You see, what is pride? Pride is pretty much elevating yourself above then, above what you truly are. Saying, I'm the best. Ain't nobody better than me. Ain't nobody can defeat me. I'm the best. Well, someone who's prideful, boastful, will be quickly humbled by someone who's above them. The only person who's at the top, who's the richest, the wisest, the most powerful person in the world, that is God Himself, our Almighty God. And when we follow Him, He actually grants us more wisdom, more power, more health, more protection, more provision. He gives us everything that we need. And that's why we can say, God is good. All the time. And all the time, God is good. And we can say, Jesus forever. Praise the Lord. You might think that it doesn't make sense. But that's why we live by faith. And when you live by faith and keep walking in His ways, then you will find yourself growing stronger and stronger in your faith, because that faith becomes so strong that becomes something that's ingrained in you, so that you can walk in His ways and build your life upon His plans, and that He can lead you towards the right direction. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So I'm so glad that you guys are here with me. What a blessing. Thank you guys for the like, subscribe, and follow. It helps the channel. I thank you for asking questions, for letting me bless you as well, Eve. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, you're a blessing. And it's such a joy to be able to talk to you guys. Let me check. We're at 52 minutes. And we know that He wants a relationship with you. So you have a chance. Too many people are saying yes to Jesus tomorrow. Too many people are saying yes to Him tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Life is so short, and life is dangerous when you don't have God. This is talking about your eternal life, by the way. This life determines where you're going to end up for eternity. And so, Chris says, after sinning, I sometimes fear the Holy Spirit has left me, as when I repent, I don't feel anything. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is with you when you repent. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is your friend. He's your guide. He's your counsel. He never leaves you when you accept Jesus into your life. When you open the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord is the one that instructs you, teaches you, leads you, and builds you up. The Spirit of the Lord is the one that allows you to transform in such a way that there is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, self-control in your life. Something that so many people are longing after and chasing after in this world. Yet it cannot satisfy. The world cannot satisfy. Only God can satisfy. And we thank Jesus because He gave our life to us. He sacrificed His glory for us. Amen. 10525, shout out for you. Amen. Elsie says, blessing Pastor Josh. And to everyone, thank you for sharing the word of our Lord. And I need rest. Hey. Lord God, I pray that you be with Elsie. Give her rest. Give her the ability to be able to sleep in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Fran, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lorraine Romero. 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 Lorraine Romero. God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes. Hey, God bless you guys. Friend, so good. Hello, hello. The goat, God bless you. In Jesus' name. I met God. I knew Him ever since I was born. But He really found me after 25 years. after I was so lost. I went away from him for 1 or 2 years. Man, that was the worst time of my life. Most broken. So, we can see how God, he's working. And we can have a letter to God and say to him, "Dear Jesus, thank you that you are the shepherd of my soul, the shepherd of my life. We thank you. We come to you with a heart of gratitude for giving us life, for giving us everything that we need. And when I'm tempted to disrespect government leaders and resent those who hurl insults at me, help me respond with your patience, with your enduring nature, with your love. Help me respond appropriately in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen." Yes, Christopher Alvarez, glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, guys, it's so good to be able to hear the word of God. And people on TikTok, there are 20 of you guys. Normally there's 10 or less. But glory to God, I'm so glad that you guys were able to join me, that we're able to see the presence of the Lord here, and that there's more and more people coming back. Glory to God. Daniel missed the pull-ups. Yeah. Hello, Kimberly. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love blessing each one of you guys. I love it. So just write your name. Let me bless you. Taylor Gillen. He said, "You sound like Adam Sandler." Thank you. He's a famous movie actor. He's pretty awesome. I love it. Well, Taylor, God bless you in Jesus' name. Hello, Joanne Burke. God bless you in Jesus' name. Lavone, I've said your name before. God bless you as well. Kimberly says, "Bless you so much. It means so much to me." Hey, thank you. God bless you. Rylan and Chris. Miracle. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hello, Case Slocum. God bless you in Jesus' name. I'm so glad. Right now it is, what time? 10:22 p.m. here. I still need to record some videos for tomorrow and the next day. My in-laws are coming back. And so right now, they're going to be here for 4 months. And then we're going to have a baby coming along. You can see baby products behind me. We're going to have a baby coming along in 2 weeks. And so I'm going to be officially a father holding a baby boy. And it's going to be so much going on. Giselle, amen. God bless you. Yeah, I'm just going to read your username, by the way. So, yeah. So we have a baby. And that's going to be its own challenge. Being a father. Being patient. Being loving. Being disciplined. And also continue growing this channel. Growing you. Each one of you guys, your souls matter. And your souls are why I come out here. To glorify God and to bring you closer to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's so good. Father, thank you. I give you all praise, all honor. And may God bless you. Everyone here under the sound of my voice, experience peace, joy, love, grace, mercy. Experience provision, protection, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment. In the name of Jesus, amen. Eve said, "You'll be a great father. Your heart is kind." Today, when I went to get takeout for dinner, I was waiting for the food. And then there was this baby, 3-month baby. He was staring at me. And staring with big eyes at me. And he was smiling at me. And I was just looking at the baby and just smiling back. It's like, hi, like nodding, mm-hmm. Because it's a random table, right? With 6 people. And they had their own party. And so I just said, hello. And then I turned and I saw the dad. And he was just like smiling too. And then I was like, yeah, I got a baby coming along in 2 weeks. He's like, congratulations. And then I was like, yeah, I'm really overjoyed and happy. And then the mama was holding the baby. And then one of the friend came and held the baby. Brought the baby over to the other side of the table. And then the baby started crying. And so the papa, he took the baby back. And she was still crying. And then I got my food. And I said, good to meet you guys. And guys, have a great dinner. And I went over to the baby. It's like, good girl. And immediately, that baby stopped crying. To a smile. And I was like, wow. Thank you guys. Have a good one. And then I just barged out. I could have shared the gospel. I could have said, hey, you guys know each other from church? Maybe something like that. But I did not. I was just going. It could have been a ministry opportunity. Right now, I'm just reflecting on that. But I was just there for food. And I had to come back to my wife, too. And so, yeah. But it shows I'm known as the baby whisperer. So, by the grace of God, the baby will not cry that much in my presence. That they will be blessed. That they will be soothed and calmed. Amen. And taken care of. Yeah. Christopher, thank you. I wish you good luck with your... Yeah. Tyler says, amen. Thank you, Lord. Case Slow says, thank you. Have a good night. May God bless you tonight. Amen. Says, I'll go to church if you say so. Yes, go to church. Find a community that is God-centered, Bible-centered. Find a community that lifts you up, encourages you. Find a community. You're not to live in isolation. That's what the devil wants. You to live in isolation. You to live alone. But you're not meant to live alone. You're meant to live in fellowship. Fellowship with other believers. To be encouraged so that they would hold you accountable. So that they would lift you up. And so that they would allow you to grow. Grow stronger in Him. In your faith. In your strength. In every aspect of your life. Amen. HSC 3212. Amen. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed. Praise God. Hello, Jaden. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, keep those names coming. I love it. Love being able to just cultivate this community to speak to you. Praise God. It's 312. Ha ha. HSC 312. Oh, 312. Say HSC 312. Got it. Got it. Yes, God is good. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an hour, so God bless you. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ha ha. Panda out. God bless you. It's Panda out. May God bless you, and may we have a nice live stream in the future as well. May you encounter Him more and more in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Panda out. Have a good night. May God bless you. And for you too, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Panda out.